sprawled across the desk. One had even removed his shoes, that they would be in place for a long while. The most promising station was being used by a teenage girl with a stack of reference books and a harried expression. The girl didn't seem to be checking social media. She was actually writing down titles and authors generated by the search engine. While she waited, Chris kept her head bent over her book, holding it nestled in the crook of her left arm. With the razor blade hidden in her right hand, she neatly sliced off the magnetic sensor taped to the spine and stuffed it into the crevice between the cushion and the arm of the chair. Feigning a lack of interest, she moved on to the next book in the pile. Chris was ready, her denuded novels already stowed away in her backpack, when the teenage girl left to go find another source. Without jumping up or looking like she'd rushed, Chris was in the chair before any of the other lingering hopefuls even realized their chance had passed. Actually checking her email usually took about 3 minutes. After that, she would have another 4 hours, if she wasn't driving evasively, to get back to her temporary home. Then, of course, the reassembly of her safeguards before she could finally sleep. Email day was always a long one. Though there was no connection between her present life and this email account, no repeat IP address, no discussion of places or names,